And right now, the lower house of the New South Wales Parliament is debating a bill aiming to establish safe zones around abortion clinics where women are routinely harassed by angry protesters as they go to take advantage of their services. As expected, a bill of this type has come with protests and efforts to prevent it from passing, with even Barnaby Joyce calling up New South Wales Nationals to tell him he was disappointed in them for supporting the bill. Best of luck to him. But to discuss the bill before Parliament, I'm joined by Van Badham, columnist for The Guardian. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Absolutely. So what is the deal with this bill? What does it want to accomplish?
Okay, so the bill in New South Wales, it resembles a bill that was passed in my home state of Victoria 2 years ago. And that bill was initiated by Fiona Patten, formerly of the Sex Party, which now calls itself the Reason. Mm-hmm. And it was supported by the Labor government. And the idea of the bill is to create a 150-metre exclusion zone around clinics and GP offices and other health providers that provide abortion and termination services that brings in particular laws to prevent bullying and harassing behaviour from the kind of people who like to intimidate and harass and bully women who seek out reproductive health care services.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't underestimate just how horrendous the behaviour of those people who like to call themselves sidewalk counsellors, very American, but aggressive anti-choice campaigners. They do things like tell women that if they have terminations, they'll go to hell. They call them whores. They yell at them. They insist that they're praying for them. Not a very good God if that's what you're praying for. And they get in their faces. They take photographs of them, stalk them into clinics. They also harass clinic staff. And it's appalling behaviour. And it's made within a context of people thinking that this is somehow legitimate or political or a public protest, when actually it's personal harassment of women who are going into healthcare services for all kinds of different forms of healthcare, mm-hmm. who have a right to have their personal healthcare dealt with by medical professionals without harassment.
Yeah.
I think it's heartbreaking that such legislation has become necessary. But in an environment where people think that they have some kind of right to harass and intimidate and bully women in this way, these exclusion zones have become necessary.
So how
we've had them in Victoria for 2 years,
yeah.
and they have been an absolutely resounding success.
Right. So it's more we're trying to take that success and bring it to New South Wales.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is the thing. Like, the behaviour of these people is so completely out of line. And, you know, adult women who are accessing healthcare are capable of making their own decisions about what kind of treatments are right for them, whatever they are. And like I said, it's not just abortions that these health services provide. They're all kinds of things. And for women who are engaging in, you know, very personal conversations and treatments about their health, the idea that some people appoint themselves to harass, bully and intimidate them outside is just gross and disgusting. So unfortunately, this kind of legislation becomes necessary so women can just access personal care in peace.
So with even Ireland legalizing abortion through referendum, do you think we're seeing a push towards giving women more control over their own health and bodies?
Yes, absolutely. And I think some really interesting indications that the tide has turned have been reported in the media of late. Particularly interesting in terms of the New South Wales vote is that the member for Orange, Philip Donato from the Fishers and Shooters Party, didn't know how his constituency wanted him to vote on this issue, and he opened a Facebook poll and asked his constituents to vote. Well, 75% of people in his electorate voted yes and urged him to support the vote. And I think, you know, in Australia, we know that more than 90% of the population are pro-choice. Those who are anti-choice are a tiny minority. They've been very effective at organising and developing relationships with politicians in order to, for example, abortion is still technically illegal in the states of New South Wales and Queensland, even though it's been decriminalised in the ACT, certainly in Victoria and in Tasmania. But the times have passed, like the power of those people is really waning. And you can see that in Ireland in particular, that you had a resounding vote in a very socially conservative country in support of a woman's right to choose. Because this is what it gets down to. Adult women are capable of making their own decisions about their own bodies, just in the way that adult men are. No, we are not different. There are not special rules that apply to us that restrict, like, our social function. We are not beneath a standard that means that we can't decide what our own healthcare options are. I mean, we have a right to see doctors.
And absolutely. And the whole, you know, the Ireland referendum is very surprising, but also, again, from what you're saying, it seems to be that people are, you know, tide is turning. People are not being ruled by this minority that's, you know, vocal, has connections. When can we expect the final vote on the bill? When can we expect to know what the outcome will be? And are you optimistic about it?
Look, I'm very optimistic. I think the fact that the bill has been co-sponsored by Penny Sharp from the Labor Party and Trevor Khan from the National Party is an amazing sign. I mean, bipartisanship in Australian politics is sadly all too rare. The fact that the National Party have been on board and speaking very eloquently in support of the safe access zones, I think, is a really great sign. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this is something that has to be underlined. In regional Australia, you know, in towns where everybody knows one another and there's a high visibility of people when they do go about their business, maintaining privacy is so important, especially when it comes to issues like family planning and reproductive health care. And to give women the safety and confidence to access healthcare in their community is really, really important. And it's been interesting today. Barnaby Joyce, the imprint of the year, has been phoning National Party MPs to instruct them not to support the bill. And one MP was quoted off the record as saying that Barnaby Joyce could get stuffed. And I think that bodes very well for the bill.
Yeah.
Although at the moment there's a New South Wales Liberal MP who is speaking against the bill, saying that it's censorious of free speech. And it was interesting because he said, oh, you know, the real problems, you know, with bullying behaviour in this community are the unions. Well, that's very interesting. As a trade unionist, I'd like to remind that particular Liberal member that unionists actually get fined by the kind of authorities that the Liberal Party appoint for using words like scab and grub on picket lines when we're referring to, you know, scab
and yet this
grub.
Language is being thrown, you know, it seems a little bit hypocritical.
Fine to harass women seeking personal health care, but it's not fine to call a scab a scab. So here we go. The Liberal and National parties. Thank you very much.
Well, we can only hope for the very best outcome on this bill. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to chat about
anytime.
It.
Anytime. And I'd just like to congratulate organisations like Fair Agenda, mm-hmm. who've been at the forefront of campaigning for this change in New South Wales, and wish them the best of luck from their Victorian comrades.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ben.
No problem. Have a good day.
Absolutely. And that